our most important message regarding this subject of Christ and of religion and of the Bible is that that which was available to Christ and through Christ is equally available to you and through you. You are here in these physical bodies to assist in evolvement forward. You have chosen this physical life experience because you understand the value that it has to all that is. You are here in this physical body, in this physical time and space, to add unto through your life experience. You specifically chose this time to be upon planet Earth because you knew that it would be a time of awakening, a time when more beings than ever before would acknowledge that inner part and begin to communicate and interact with greater self. And in the process of physical experience, with that tremendous enhancement from non-physical dimension, there will be greater understanding and evolvement forward. To read someone else's accounting of these things does not give you the knowing. To read an accounting of a time and of a people that you do not understand, to which you cannot relate, gives you even less knowing. But to live in a world that you do understand, interacting with the God force that comes forth from within you, puts you in the perfect position for continuing evolvement and understanding. As non-physical teachers, our work here with you who are physical is to stimulate your thinking. It is our wanting to assist you in understanding the universal laws through which you receive all that you receive. A review of your past beliefs, a study of your historical documents, would give a very sketchy and incomplete view of your beliefs, for your beliefs vary in any point in time, and even more importantly, your beliefs are changing. Your past need not affect your present, but it does, as you bring beliefs from the past into your present. And that is the reason that we are wanting to discuss this topic of Bible and religion, because so many of your beliefs which are tied to these topics affect what you are bringing into your present life situations. If a group of physical beings were to gather together to experience a controlled event, as they parted, each would leave with a different perspective of what they had experienced, even though the event that was offered to each equally. Because what you receive has more to do with who you are and what you believe as you are receiving than it has to do with what is offered. As you leave the event and begin to express to others what you've experienced, each of you would explain it in a different way. And as you express it to others who were not present, you would be able to transmit only a small part of what you actually experienced, because you experience upon many levels. But when you repeat with words what you've experienced, you are speaking on only one level. What the person you are talking to will receive has much more to do with who they are and what they believe than with what you are saying to them. And as they repeat the event to the next person, they fill in the missing places, and there are many missing places because your words are inadequate. They fill in those missing places with their own beliefs, with their own imagination, and with their own intent, until eventually, with only a few generations separating the originals involved, there is tremendous distortion. Do not rely on the explanation of experiences of others, but seek your own experience, for it is through that which you live that you will gain your knowing. You are physical beings in this time because of your powerful wanting to be physical beings in this time. From your broader inner perspective, from the perspective that you made the decision to be physical beings in this time, you understood the value of this physical life experience, not only to your own personal evolvement forward, but to the evolvement of all that is. You understood and applied the deliberate laws of creation, and you emerged into this physical body and this physical experience, intending to have new experience and growth. As you emerged into this physical experience, you entered into the agreements of this time and of this space, the earthly agreements of gravity and time and space, the agreement of leaving behind your memory of that which was, so that through this new experience you could create fresh new experience, unhampered by old beliefs. But you did not completely disconnect from that which you were. for the inner you, that part of you that exists beyond all births and deaths, exists now, even as you exist here in this physical dimension. And that inner part of you communicates with you from your first day on earth through your emotions. As you recognize that that part of you exists, and as you begin to deliberately communicate with that part of you, you become an expanded being, a blended being. And that was indeed one of your dominant intentions as you chose this time to be a part of physical experience on planet Earth. There have been many great teachers who have come before who have allowed this opening, who have become blended beings, but they have been few. And in many cases, they became great leaders or founders of great new religious thought. You did not emerge into this experience to seek and find such a physical leader. You emerged to open your own passageway to become that blended being yourself. For it is through your own experience that you will gain the knowing, not sitting at the feet of another. Great teachers such as Jesus Christ provide us with much, much more than their words. They provide us with the clear example of their being. There is not death, but eternal life. As you seek the counsel or example of these great teachers, speak with them personally. Let your intent be to experience the clear example of them, rather than the distorted version that is offered through years of editing and distorting. Go to the source of that truth that you seek, and find it yourself, and then trust the guidance that comes forth from within you. You may. It is a fruitless path, that which most physical beings have taken. To find a record, no matter how revered, and to try to fit the meaning of those old dusty words into this new and modern time. To read the words that were spoken to others in a time that is not now remotely understood. As you read today, you cannot, through the words, understand the events of those times. You cannot understand the way those people felt, and you cannot understand the reason for the words that were spoken in those times. And at best, those words were inadequate even then. They were received on many more than audible levels. As we watch physical man from our broader perspective, we see him clamoring over unimportant details, missing the most important part of the messages of the great teachers. We speak to you not to dissuade you from that which you believe, but to broaden your perspective that you may understand more. Not to replace old inappropriate beliefs with those more to our liking, but help you to understand more clearly who you are and why you are here in this wondrous physical expression of life. We have not come to debate with you, as you do with one another, the details of a time that none of you will ever understand, but to remind you that you are here in this time to live and to grow and to create and to add unto. We come here not to undermine or to destroy your faith, but to strengthen your understanding and your faith in yourselves. We come here not to lead you, but to offer you the key to leading yourselves. You are not here in this new physical life experience to remember what others have lived. You have come here as creators to live. You have gathered some questions for us upon this topic, have you not?
Quite a few, yes.